When I was a kid in fifth grade, I would have convinced you that the worst pain in the world that anyone could ever feel was burning their hand on the stove, because that's the worst pain I'd ever experienced. And then there was the time I tore my Achilles. Well, that hurt. And then I broke my neck. I had bolts put in my head. That's got to be the worst pain in the world, right? Nah. Trust me, we're just warming up. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, thanks for tuning in. Hey, we've got a lot going on in my life. I know we got a lot going on in your life. Want to let you know, if you want to go to the End Times Conference here at Hillspring Church in New Prague, you can either check the link that is in our notes on the podcast, or if you want the QR code, hit me up, email or text. If you have my number, I can send that to you. But it's filling up fast, especially because of everything that's taking place right now in Israel. So there's a lot of stuff that are myths and foolery and just out-and-out lies about Israel. And a lot of that will be cleared up. You'll hear the truth from the experts. So make sure you check it out. It's free, but we only have room for 200 people, so check in now. Also, you want to reach out to me, you can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And here at our church on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, we have BAM, Be a Man. You can either come in person, we eat at 6:45, the meeting starts at 7:15, or you can watch all of our lessons on our Facebook page, New Prague, Hillspring Church. Make sure you check it out. So, today, let's talk about pain. I've had 18 surgeries, I've had 16 hernias, 14 of them all at once, believe it or not. I've had 16 months of chemo. And honestly, the list could go on and on and on. And right now, I'm rehabbing my shoulder every day. Every day. Every day for 6 to 8 months, I rehab my shoulder. And it's just choosing to be in pain every day. My doctor, my physical therapist, my nurse tells me all the time, don't skip, don't miss, don't quit, don't lay off, don't take any breaks. Every day. Even when it doesn't hurt anymore, rehab so that it hurts. You know, I have a whole new respect for the NFL quarterback, Alex Smith. He had 18 surgeries all on one leg. And then he had that, you know, flesh-eating disease racing towards his organs. His leg was an open wound for months. I don't know if you've seen the pictures. It's utterly graphic. You better have a pretty tough stomach to check it out. To see what he went through to rehab that, I mean, his bones, his muscles, and ligaments were exposed. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But that's only one kind of pain. No one likes physical pain. Yeah, I don't think you know we have any sadists that are here. But do you remember that breakup or that fight with your spouse? That was more than physical pain. That was emotional, mental pain. You remember the pain of watching your kids get hurt? Oh, that hits you deep. And then the pain of losing your job. Pain of not being able to pay your bills. Maybe you have a pain from following Christ. Maybe you got mocked, you got fired, you got martyred. Well, if you got martyred, you wouldn't be here to listen to it. But is it worth it? I mean, is the pain of following Christ worth it? 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18, Paul says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You got to love the Apostle Paul, right? Talk about undersell. I hope we can all live up to this verse. Here is Paul, the follower of Christ. He's been in labors abundant, stripes beyond measure, prisons more frequently, 5 times received 40 lashes, 3 times was beaten with rods. Once he was stoned, 3 times he was shipwrecked. A night and a day he was out at sea, floating. He was in all kinds of journeys where he was in perils of water, perils of robbers, perils of his own countrymen, robbed, beaten, cheated. Out in the wilderness, I mean, it never stops. Sleepless, hungry, thirsty, fasting, cold, naked. You can read all about it in 2 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23. And what does he say? What does he say? For our light affliction, he kind of says, you know, it was just for a moment compared to the glory we will experience. You know, we know that Paul was taken up into the heavens Maybe he has an insight that we don't have, that he saw what is yet to come in heaven. And maybe that's what made all these afflictions so easily just blow it off, just brush it off, these light afflictions. In Romans 8:18, he says, I'm sure what we are suffering now could not even be compared with the glory that will be shown to us. The sufferings. That word there, suffering, means in every aspect where it hits you deep. It's guttural. It's almost nauseous. You suffer pain. You suffer that of watching your kids, your family, your life, your friends, your business just absolutely get just raped, just destroyed. And he says that these sufferings, well, they won't even compare. They're not even mentionable. You won't even bring them up with the glory that will be shown to us. You know, there's a scene in Scarface right at the beginning, and I'm not saying I like the movie or recommend it, but I like the movie. Anyway, Tony Montoya, he meets his boss, Frank, for the very first time, goes over to his house. I don't know if you remember the scene. He says, call me Frank. And Tony Montoya says, okay, Frank. And Tony's just about to, a few scenes earlier, he's about to get cut up to pieces with a chainsaw. And within this first meeting of his boss, Frank, Frank looks at him and says, hey, not to mention that job you did for me with that SOB. And Tony interrupts him and says, you don't have to mention it. That was fun. And Frank goes, fun? That was fun. You don't have to mention it. That's fun. Okay, Frank? I got a feeling when we get up to heaven, it might happen that Jesus says, welcome. Thanks for the job you did for me. Well done, my good and faithful servant. And you might interrupt him looking around heaven, looking at Jesus, looking at the Father, and you will realize that all the sufferings you went through, that was fun. You don't have to mention it. That was fun. When will we get it through our thick skulls? He is worthy, no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. Whatever happens, take your best shot. Hurt me, hurt my family, hurt my loved ones. He's worth it. Okay, Frank? Okay. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.